I would like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, February 22nd, 2011. And I'd like to call on Sherry Veltkamp to offer the invocation.
We just come before your throne of grace this morning, Father, and we just ask for your presence here in this room. We ask that you will put your hand of guidance and your hand of blessing upon this county and its leaders. We thank you, Lord, for every leader here. We thank you for their willingness to serve. We also think of our troops overseas today, and we just pray, dear Lord, that you will keep them safe and keep them moving forward in the plan that you have for them. And we ask you, O Heavenly Father, that you will guide and direct this meeting today. Let your peace be over it, and your wisdom be the guiding force. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Calling Commissioner Strahan to lead the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentlemen, our first order of business is previous meeting minutes, which are dated January 13th, January 20th, February 8th, February 9th, February 13th, February 14th, February 15th, February 17th, and February 18th.
Motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second it. And in our minutes, we have a draft of clerical on two different sets. I do not have the corrections made, but they are marked as so to be corrected. So,
and I do have a copy of those corrected.
The corrections,
yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I had all the other parts, but didn't have the main copy.
Okay. The motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes as presented. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 32-34-35 through 32-3503 and warrants 5359 and transfers. I think there's one transfer in there.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable, warrants, and one transfer. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. I think next on the agenda is drug screening services. Linda? Is this the document I'm supposed to have, Linda?
That's it. Linda, you can go up there. That's
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have presented you all with a spreadsheet this morning for the drug screen bid that we have out. We had an evaluation, and first I will say the red that reflects last year's pricing. We had an evaluation committee that I put together that consisted of Ms. Dixie Wagner, Nikki Lawrence, Joanna Jasper, and myself. We met and evaluated the RFPs on Thursday, and from this I have put the spreadsheet together. You can see the pricing from each agency that applied, employee screening, Skaggs Regional Medical Center, and I-3 Screen. I-3 Screen is a company that's out of Denver, Colorado that subcontracts. If you'll look at the administration fees, we have a little over 250 employees, which would put us at administrative fees of $1,000 per year with that company. Skaggs does not offer reporting at this time. They are working on that. And the reporting, gentlemen, I included a sheet on the back that shows the importance of what the DOT requirements are, and that helps us with that. They produce those reports as well as the training. I also included that on there as well. State statute requires that Dixie, for instance, in human resources, has to have this training.
Okay.
It is supervisor recognition training, and we are working on setting one of those up after we award this. The prices with employee screening have dropped tremendously. Also, they used to charge us 42 cents per mile to come to Taney County. They have waived that. The only time they will charge that is for post-accident and reasonable suspicion. In our evaluation is what we decided. We would like to see employee screening services as the primary, with them coming to Taney County and performing our non-DOT and DOT testing. When we have reasonable suspicion or post-accident or pre-employment, we would like to keep that with SCAGs so that we do not inquire any fees, such as the emergency fees or the scheduled, if we can just send them over. Now, on pre-employment, I know that employment, we're not hiring right now.
Sure.
But as that, you know, runs its course, and if we are back to that, we also discussed that if we could line that up with employee screening when they are coming, it saves us money. If the department heads and elected officials could get with Nikki or Dixie in human resources, and maybe if they have an employee they would like to start, and we have that scheduled to where they would be here in the next week or two, maybe we could correspond that to where they went to the employee screening versus charging the county more money to send them to SCAGs. Kind of a backup emergency.
Okay.
Secondary.
There's no cost associated with SCAGs' bid for that service. What is the cost of that service? It just says NA on my sheet.
For the drug screening?
Yes. No, for the mileage.
Oh, well, they don't charge because they do not come here. Employee screening is the only one that will come to the county.
Okay.
We have to send our people over to
SCAGs. I see. I got it.
I've got the testing.
What's the length of the bid? How long is this bid for?
It's for 1 year, and then we also have three that we can go back each year as long as each entity is happy with the exact same
prices. So we have three extensions?
That's correct.
Okay. So the recommendation is employee screening services are primary and SCAGs is secondary?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
I'll move that we accept the recommendations naming employee screening services as the primary vendor, SCAGs Regional Medical Center as a secondary, for a period of 1 year with 3 year extension.
Possibility of 3 year extension.
Right.
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to name employee screening services as the primary, SCAGs Regional Medical Center is the secondary, for a period of 1 year with the possibility of a 3 year extension. Any discussion, gentlemen? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you very much.
Good job. Next on the agenda is public comment. Have I covered everything, Nikki, before we go to public comment that you have? And we have whom? Mr. Nosalek?
Yes, sir.
And before he speaks, if I could call upon counsel to address the issue that you brought to my attention.
Mr. Nosalek, I've been advised that in a visit to the clerk's office, you informed the clerk that you intend to enter into litigation against the county on personnel issues and sunshine law issues surrounding determination of your employment. Commission is advised not to entertain comment on these issues. Rather, any communication by Mr. Nosalek or his attorney, if he has one, should be made directly with county counsel. However, if his public comment is on some other topic not related to threatened litigation, the commission is, my understanding, willing to hear him or may hear him as they would any other citizen of the county.
Good. Well, that kind of changed the whole thing then, didn't it, gentlemen?
Mr. Paulson, I will rely on you if you think I'm overstepping that. Speak up, and I will stop at that time. But litigation or contacting a lawyer has not been taken at this time. Pending, probably, yes. So I will agree with that. Okay? I do want to talk to the fact of present things on the agenda that are marked as possibly or may go into closed session. Today on the agenda is a policy. Below it is may go into closed session under point three. If it's personnel policy, this makes it sound like that you're talking about overall general personal policy, and I don't believe that comes under point three. Point three comes under individual personal information. Also this afternoon, I noticed on the agenda is custodian. This custodian, I don't believe, is for janitorial service. It may be for cleaning service, but not for janitorial service. This, I believe, also should be definitely in open meeting format. I can see little reason or cause to go into closed session on that. Since you cut me off, gentlemen, and restricted me, that's all I'll bring forward at this time. However, maybe 2 weeks ago you didn't take me serious that this was going forward. It is going forward.
I got you.
There's a lot of people that have a lot of interest in it. Also, it's a situation where I have a lot of friends in the county that I can no longer talk to because I've been told everybody's being watched, everybody's being looked at. Everyone I've talked to, their name's on a notarized list and the information they have provided me. This does give them some protection. Any questions, gentlemen?
None.
I would like to say the custodian of records.
Mr. Paulson, let's
go on.
Well, it's not scheduled to go into executive session. I just wanted to correct that.
That's right. Well, let's just go on.
Okay, sorry.
Let's just go on.
I would ask that we step into just a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes of recess, and then we'll come back to the other items of business that we have on the agenda.
Is that the only one?
I'm sorry.
Do board appointments real fast, or?
We just got this list, so I need to kind of look at it anyway. It wouldn't be bad if we could just do a recess.
Let's wait till after recess, and then we'll bring up the board appointments. Okay. We haven't had a chance to look at what was given to us this morning.
Wonderful. Recess?
10 minutes.
10 minutes.